This is CEW owner Dennis Guthrie, and you're listening to the So Over podcast.
Wait, wait, wait. This is Axel Gotch, and you're going bell to bell on the So Over podcast.
This is the one, the only, the liquor, the Magnus, the Don of Dons, the Mastodon, the Reader Don Martini, the renegade owner of Cutting Edge Wrestling, and you are listening to the So Over podcast.
Long-awaited return of the Soul Over Podcast, Newfoundland's first, foremost, probably the best, but, you know, we're biased. Wrestling podcast, we talk about local Newfoundland wrestling and big time, WWE, TNA, all that good stuff. I'm Shane.
Big time!
And you're singing, what is it, rock music?
Big time. Yeah, Peter Gabriel, big time.
Right? Oh, yeah, Peter Gabriel. All right, so let's begin with where we should begin, I suppose. It's been a long time, let's address that. We're going to start talking about local wrestling a lot.
We're going to focus on it a little bit,
but not as much as we used to.
I went to do episode, like, 11. Mm-hmm. I think that's where we left
that's
off.
That's where we're at. Well, this is episode 11.
And I tore both of my quads. And I was off on injury.
All right, so... prove it, Chico. Prove it. I'm just saying, Chico.
Okay, what about this? 10 guys jumped me outside of a nightclub. And yeah. I lost my smile.
Lost your smile, yeah. Or maybe I stole your urn and your power was gone. That could be another one.
That's true. I can't get by without my urn.
That's right. It can happen. All right, so we're not going to focus an awful lot on local wrestling. This episode will explain why. There's some stuff that has occurred, and we would be remiss if we didn't mention the stuff that has occurred. So as you know, sir, anybody who's listened to this show... We made an honest effort to focus on local Newfoundland-based wrestling.
Gosh darn it, we tried.
We tried. There is, it fluctuates and changes every other month, but primarily there's two wrestling federations within Newfoundland, within St. John's, mostly. But they tore across Newfoundland. Well, they used to anyway. And we, you know, started catering to them. And we started doing shows that would review them. If we went to a show, we would review the show. As we did last show, we reviewed one of the CW events.
We did.
Which we enjoyed. And we have been praising LCW, by and large, for the most part, for the duration of the run of this this podcast. That's going to stop. And the reason why that's going to stop is because, and I don't know the reasons for this, but... I had to get into this, Harry. Let's get into this. So, in our interactions with LCW...
Our dealings with
Legend City Wrestling, when we started doing this podcast, I was going into it, from episode one, I was going in as a fan of LCW, first and foremost, right? I was primarily a fan of LCW over CEW when we first hit record on this show.
Hey, I'll admit to that. Yeah. I'll admit to that.
And you were as well, right? Yeah. You had been to more LCW events. You were more exposed to their product more than CEW. Would you say that's fair?
Absolutely, because right. They were bringing in names. They were bringing in, you know, people that you heard of. The late Roddy Piper, Bret right. Hart, yeah. Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase.
Right. But, I mean, they also had colorful characters, and they had, like, a throwback 80s style of wrestling that was enjoyable. You know, like, if you grew up in the 80s.
Theirs was a simpler business model.
Yes. Well, it was very akin to the current WWE, colorful, kind of PG kind of stuff.
Yes.
Would you say that's fair?
No, not even PG. It's like, it's more like Pedialyte, really. It's like, for babies, you know.
Okay, all right.
But
Pablum, you're saying it's
not,
Pablum.
I'm not saying it's Pablum, but I'm saying is their show mm-hmm. is specifically designed for children.
All ages. Children of all ages.
All ages,
yeah,
all ages.
Okay. So, and, you know, again, I struggled initially with enjoying CEW's product. The reason why is that CEW's product was modeled after ECW, and I never enjoyed ECW. I never liked ECW. I don't like hardcore wrestling. I don't think it's...
That's the way it was. I don't think it's like that now.
But I know. I'm pointing out that when I got involved with this podcast, my perception of CEW was that they were very akin to ECW. And I've said that multiple times on the show. But then we've attended some shows.
Yes.
And I said, oh, I'm wrong. Like, they're actually, like, much better than that. Hence the previous episode where we talked, you know, we talked up the CEW card that we attended. Really enjoyed it. So... In the last few months, I don't know when this happened. Suddenly, we were in conversations with Dan Bjorkdal, who portrays Mr. Fantastic in LCW with the mail order luchador fucking mask and the, you know, like the superhero character. And I enjoyed this gimmick. I thought his gimmick was, you know, superhero-y, and he was like the Hulk Hogan of LCW, and I enjoyed it. Right.
Exactly.
I'm not going to shit on that character because I enjoyed the character. And enjoyed the work and stuff. So, suddenly, and I don't know why, I was blocked by not just Mr. Fantastic, the character on Twitter, but also from the LCW Twitter account, the official LCW Twitter account. I presume that, I'm presuming that Dan runs that Twitter account. Okay, I stand to be corrected on that. However, it is fact that LCW's Twitter account, official Twitter account, blocked me. And also Dan Bjorkdal, the person, I don't know if he blocked me on Facebook or if he just like removed me from his friends list. I inquired as to why.
It's hard to say. I also inquired as to why.
Yeah, I don't.
Never
I don't
got a response.
I am now puzzling over, well, what happened there? Like, you know, like it was, everything seemed to be fine.
He wanted us to do our podcast at the Super Show.
Yes, yes. Well, that was a big thing. That was a big, you know, do you want to talk about that? Let's talk about that.
Oh, I want to talk about it.
Okay,
absolutely.
All right, we'll talk about that. All right. Now, look, I don't want this to come off as a burying type of pop. We're going to say some stuff. We're going to say our facts.
I'm not burying anybody.
We're going to say our facts. We're going to say what we believe.
I'm merely stating the facts.
Yeah, we're going to say what we believe. And here's, you know, we're going to say the reason why we stopped doing this podcast for a long period of time. We got disillusioned with it, basically. Disillusioned with local wrestling. And our interactions, you know, with people such as Dan. So, all right. So, yeah, behind the scenes, we had a plan to attend the LCW Super Show, which, you know, is like their, I guess it's their WrestleMania.
Well,
it's their big,
okay, well, let me, well, let
big
me,
event.
Let me, start by pointing out the first thing. We did not go to them to ask to do our podcast there. They asked us.
Yes.
Or rather, Dan asked us.
Yes. Yes. That's true, yeah.
So, we weren't looking to go there.
Well, I mean, not to say we weren't looking.
We were just going to go.
We were probably just going to attend, yeah. So, now, it didn't come to pass that we were able to do that. One of the reasons why is that, look, in today's wrestling genre, to be a fan, you know it's all bullshit, right? And by bullshit, I mean you know it's kayfabe.
Get out.
You know it's fake, right? You know it is, right? Like, you just... That's why you don't see often wrestlers like, we'll say Roman Reigns, for example. You don't see Roman Reigns stay in character all that much on other stuff outside of wrestling. Like, if he's being interviewed by, like, Entertainment Weekly, he's not really in character, is he?
So what you're telling me
he's the guy.
If I'm out minding my own business and people start trouble, they ask me for my wallet, are you telling me the Superman punch isn't going to work?
Not going to work. I'm sorry. No, not going to work. Well, keep in mind that Diesel did tell you not to try this at home.
Keep that in mind. Do not powerbomb your mugger.
Yeah.
Please.
So we were a bit iffy on the idea of, it seemed rather apparent that, and I'm going to say it was Dan, it was primarily the guy we were talking to, but LCW, I guess the company, wanted to have us have people on our show in character. They kind of wanted to keep the gimmick going. You know what I mean? Like, they wanted to perpetuate their characters. I didn't want that. Yeah. I wanted the stories behind the guys behind the characters, right? Because I know some of these guys behind the characters. And I was like, that's ridiculous. I don't want them to be shooting promos on my podcast or on our podcast in character. That's stupid.
I didn't even have so much of a problem with that.
I did.
What I couldn't figure out was why they wanted us to, like, wear, like, fucking suits.
Yeah, that was another thing, too. Like, we're two jerk-offs on a podcast.
It's like, it's a podcast, but no one's going to see the suits.
Yeah. I understand they wanted to have some form of professional business kind of outlook, I guess.
If I'm straddling up to the Pontiac Silverdome, okay?
Right.
Yeah, right? Yeah. WrestleMania 3?
Right.
That kind of a venue? I'll put on a suit, all right?
If you're going to the Hall of Fame.
It'll be a good suit,
too. If you're going to the Hall of Fame, yeah.
But, boys, if I'm just coming to interview a few wrestlers in the back for, like, for the podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not putting on a suit.
Yeah, I think we discussed that privately. And we were like, we're not going to do that. Like, that's just, you know, that's a bit overkill, right?
It's like what? Am I supposed to wheel the equipment in, too? It's like, you know,
yeah,
like
it would have been, well, I mean, also the time frame, like, where it was such a crunch of time, we wouldn't have been able to get full interviews out of these guys. We would have gotten, like, sound clips out of them.
This guy in a suit, man. He must be fucking important, man. Look at him.
Yeah.
Look at that suit.
Yeah. As far as I'm concerned, in wrestling, the only person who should wear a suit is Dennis Guthrie, right?
Yeah.
Like, seriously. So, or ring announcers, I guess. So it turned out that was one of the last interactions we had with Dan and slash LCW. And again, I'm using Dan and LCW interchangeably, but we could have been talking to other people as well, right? Like that represented the company. I don't know. I don't know if Dan runs a Twitter account or not. I'm presuming he does. That's all. So that was one of the last interactions we had. It didn't go anywhere, but there was no red flags. There was no indication as to, well, I'm going to get blocked. And I would like to think, if you go back in the history of this podcast, I never said anything that was untoward. I said my opinion about LCW. I liked. You said what you liked. We both said what we liked and disliked about their product.
Well, we should be able to say what we liked.
It's a fucking free country. Fuck them. Yeah. So if they don't like the fact that we've said certain things, like they can't handle constructive criticism,
then they're in the wrong business.
Then they're in the wrong business, first off. But, I mean, I don't know what precipitated some kind of a fall there, like some kind of a breaking communication.
Backlash.
I welcome if they want to, you know, if somebody from LCW, hopefully Dan, but anybody from LCW wants to message us and say, like, what the deal is. If they just can't accept the fact that we don't have anything to do with them professionally and we say our piece and our opinion, then that's, I can't do anything about that. I'm sorry. Mm. You know, like, this is a wrestling podcast that is not affiliated with any of the wrestling. We're just two fucking idiots talking wrestling. That's exactly all there. The other part of the reason why we took some time off is that, man, it got to be, we were wading into some political bullshit with these federations. Like, we had wrestlers from both companies, well, actually from three companies, because NCW did as well, messaging us saying, you tell him I said this, and how about you ask this guy about this? And I was like, man, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, I'm not, neither me or Harry have anything to do with these guys. We're just fans. And we don't know the behind the scenes because we're not a part of these companies. Mm. And I don't want to know the behind the scenes all that much, to be honest with you. I don't care if Mr. Fantastic got a beef with somebody in CW. I don't care if somebody in CW got a beef with somebody in LCW. It doesn't bother me. I'm a fan. It's what I see on TV, on YouTube, if I go to an event. That's all that I cared about, you know, and that's all I really wanted to talk about. And when I wanted some inside dirt, I didn't want, like, oh, this guy is screwing this guy's sister, and this guy fucking stood in line up at Empire Theaters with this fella, and blah, blah, blah.
This guy bagged my groceries wrong at Coleman's.
It's all stupid bullshit.
At the end of the
day, and I've said it before, at the end of the day, there shouldn't even be fucking 3-4 federations. You know what it is? It's just guys can't get along with their guys.
But there are 3 feds.
Yes, but guys can't get along with their guys, Harry. That's all it is. Let's talk about, and we've met him, he's a nice fella. Let's talk about, what's his head? Fucking the head of the new federation.
Oh, NEW.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Travis Koenig.
Yeah.
Met Travis at the CW show. Travis is a nice fucking fella. Shook our hands.
He's a great fella.
Great fella. He got you tickets for the show. But then I look at it now and I go, Travis, man, all you did was take all these CW guys and put them under another name.
But here's the thing, though.
Because there is another federation.
There is. New Evolution Wrestling.
New Wrestling, yeah. New Evolution.
New Wrestling.
Well, all right, first off, what are your thoughts on the name on that?
I like it. NEW.
It rolls off the tongue?
New.
I understand the acronym.
Yeah. New Evolution Wrestling. I like it because, okay, even if it's total bullshit and they're just dressing up, and I'm not saying it is, you know, but yes,
you are saying it.
No, I'm not.
You're saying they're dressing up so you don't be wrestlers. That's
no,
what we're doing.
It's a
tradition in Newfoundland to have the same guys under different federations. That's a tradition in Newfoundland wrestling.
But not so. Not so.
It is, Harry. It
like,
is.
No. At least this gives the illusion of two different federations attempting to work together. Whereas, like, you could see, like, I'm stuck on a name there now. What's his name? Not Abyss. What is it? The guy with the mask?
Oh, the Vader fella. Fucking, yeah. I'll think of it in a minute. Go, continue.
Yeah. Okay, what's his name?
Psycho Mitch.
Yeah, Psycho Mitch.
Yeah.
And Dirty Don Martini.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, odds are, you can see them in CEW, and you can see them in NEW.
Right.
Odds are.
Right.
But can
you because see, they're independent contractors.
But can you see Psycho Mitch or Dirty Don Martini in an LCW ring?
No, probably not.
No, you can't. No. And so that's where your problem is.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, again, on the surface, from the outside looking in, it just appeared as if it was another... And we teased this back in the day, a couple episodes ago. We teased this was going to be... Travis was mentioning it was going to be a big thing.
Yeah.
It just appeared as if it was, oh, it's another federation with the same components of people, just under a different banner and different name.
But that's the
and
thing.
It seemed like that was the thing that just gets perpetuated every year in wrestling.
But that's the thing, locally. Though. I mean, like, and I've said this before.
What makes this one stand out, is what I'm trying to say.
Oh, what makes it stand out?
Why is this different than CEW or LCW or NEW or NCW or the hundred of other wrestling federations?
Okay, well, their first show, they're going to have a former WWE talent at the show.
Okay.
They say Rene Dupree?
Oh, yeah, Rene Dupree. Yeah,
remember him?
La Resistance, yeah.
Yeah, La Resistance. Yeah. So he's going to be at the first show.
All right. Yeah. I like La Resistance. I thought that was a good gimmick. They were already over. Yeah. I'm okay with that.
So,
and Rene Dupree is a member of his father ran Grand Prix Wrestling up in Ontario or up in Quebec. Yeah. So he's got he's a second or third generation wrestler.
Yeah. So they got that going for him.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah.
And but I mean other than that, I mean
ticket prices, you're hoping ticket prices will be cheaper?
I think ticket prices usually are pretty reasonable. Yeah. For these events.
When is this? I'll look it up. When is this event taking place, you know?
Oh, that one I know when it is. It's the day before New Year's Eve, December the 30th, is their first show ever.
Okay, all right. And where is it? What's the event?
That's going to be at the CLB Armory.
I'm looking this up.
At this time, like I said, this is all very last minute. I'm not sure if they have like a name for the show. They might.
All right. I'll look it up as we talk. Okay. Keep going.
But yeah, in terms of like storylines and anything like that, like I said, it's a brand new show, so you gotta wait.
Yeah, yeah.
And see what it's all about.
Well, again, I'm not opposed to, here we are, New Evolution Wrestling. I'm not opposed to, if Travis has ideas he feels are more exposed or better served in his own federation, right? And I'm assuming Travis is the guy running this. Then,
yes.
Then by all means,
he's
go
definitely
ahead.
Part of it. I don't know if he's the sole owner of it or anything.
Yeah, we don't know those details because, you know, I don't really want to know those details because I'm not that invested in the idea of that kind of.
But I don't think it's not out of the question that a guy who has spent as much time behind the scenes as Travis, mm-hmm. who has obviously learned a great deal mm-hmm. about how to run a federation, mm-hmm. perhaps if he felt like as if maybe his ideas weren't getting looked after. He's like, well, maybe I've learned enough now. I'm going to start my own thing. And see how I
so
do.
So you're saying, okay, it's possible that this isn't really a contentious thing. Maybe he just said, guys, you know, I've learned enough. I'm doing my own thing. It wasn't a matter of he couldn't
to
get
me,
along
to me, if
people.
It was a contentious thing, the currency,
guys wouldn't work with each other.
The current CEW roster wouldn't be allowed.
Yeah, and they wouldn't work with them. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true. All right, so tentatively you're giving it a thumbs up, basically.
I'm going to give it the thumbs up,
all
yeah.
Right. Their Facebook page, I found it. It's New Evolution Wrestling. Just type that into Facebook. New Evolution Wrestling presents a new beginning live at the CLB Armory, December 30th. New beginning, you think you like that?
I do like that.
Yeah. No, I'm okay with
that.
That
makes sense the day before New Year's.
Yeah, that's a good point.
The day before New Year's Eve, because you're not going to have a New Year's Eve, because no one's going to fucking
They should have a New Year's Eve, man.
Put him in a headlock. Why don't somebody put somebody in a headlock? I'll just go down to George Street.
Yeah, guys wrestling with fucking blue stars and
He's
stuff.
He's up on top.
It's a hardcore match.
The last time I saw a guy up on top of the cornerstone, man, dropping an elbow was bad boy, baddie bad.
Yeah, that's right. New beginning live at the CLB Armory. That's becoming that's the spot for all the wrestling.
That is the spot.
Must be good rates and stuff.
But see, that's the thing. Like, you know, but I guess that's not unheard of. I mean, I guess WCW and WWE performed in a lot of the same places back in the day too.
Yeah, sure. Kemper Arena.
So you can't be in the Joe Louis Arena.
WCW went to Kemper Arena.
Yeah.
Fucking Owen Hartfield.
So, I mean, I mean, obviously, sure, the CLB Armory, I mean, what are they going to do? Are they going to say no? Well, we'd like to have a wrestling show. Are you going to pay the same amount as the other guys? Yeah, you can have a wrestling show here.
I guess so, yeah. I mean, I think they're all sharing the same venue, yeah.
You can have as many wrestling shows here as you want.
Tickets are available at CLB Armory or by calling area code 709-687-1338 for delivery. It is $15 general admission, $10 for kids, 12 and under. All tickets, $20 at the door. I mean, that's a hefty fucking price.
No, $20 at the door
is hefty, Harry.
$20? $15's
hefty.
Not so much.
Dude, listen, I listen to a podcast called EPW Radio, okay? One of the guys who hosts that show is the co-owner of IWA Wrestling in Minnesota. Their shows go from $5 to $8, and they're a much bigger fucking like wrestling organization.
Yeah, but for $15 in advance, $20 at the door. But they actually got a name for this show.
No, I'll give them that. Yeah,
they agree. So that's why.
But,
I don't
but
think
is this price to reflect that, or is this? Do you think this is going to be the standard price?
I think this might be to reflect that.
Okay,
I hope so because I mean, by comparison, CEW has a show upcoming for.
We'll get to that.
Yeah,
we'll
but just in a comparison, like Quest for the Gold, December the 10th,
right.
Location, three guesses.
CLB.
CLB. $10 in advance.
Yeah.
And I think it's...
15 at the door, probably.
Still 15 or 20 at the door.
Yeah. But, see, but 20, I mean, even $10 is still... It's $5 cheaper, you know.
But see, to me, 20 at the door is not unreasonable. Because if you take it upon yourself, if you've been blowing it off all week, and you're like, oh, man, maybe tomorrow. And then when you decide that you actually want to go to the show, well, I mean, that's it, you know.
Yeah.
Guys gotta eat.
All right. Well, New Evolution Wrestling on their Facebook page posted on the 23rd of November. Fans, don't forget to pick up your advance tickets so you can meet former WWE World Tag Team Champion Rene Dupree live at CLB Armory, St. John's, December 30th. New Beginning are currently on sale. 82 Harvey Road, CLB Armory, St. John's. They got, of course, have the hotline, which I already gave out. And the listing is indeed general admission 15, children under 12 are $10 in advance and 20 at the door. From what I see from their poster, and I have to say, eye-catching poster. I enjoy the poster. December 30th, 2015, doors open at 6, bell times at 7, the card is subject to change. They list Psycho Mitch, Hellraiser Justin Locke, X-rated Steve Arsenault, and Wild Thing Tony King. So, I mean, yeah, it's a lot
there
of...
There you go.
Basically CW. Right. Now, listen, I got no problem with that because I like.
Almost.
I'm a big fan of Psycho Mitch. I think Psycho Mitch is a fucking fantastic wrestler.
Oh, he's a beast.
He's a beast. He moves good for a big man. I'm still not sold on Justin Locke. I'm sorry, I'm not. I don't think he's that great. Now, granted, I've only seen him that one show we went to last show. But, you know, I've seen YouTube clips and stuff. I just don't think he's that great.
Yeah, he got a bit of a going over at the last show we were to.
He did, yeah. He did.
That's when he got his eye poked out.
Yeah, so it was.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, fuck, that's right, yeah. I guess he's okay. I suppose he's good enough to go back to wrestle.
Well, I got a feeling he made a miraculous recovery, yeah.
I was going to buy into that. I was like, give me.
You're gonna
I was
going to
buy into that. I was going to sell that. I was going to say, geez, I hope he's okay. I'll say this.
You probably sent off that letter to Hogan that time he got slapped by the earthquake. Send your letters to Get Well Hulk, and Hulk's lying in the hospital with all taped up. He thought he was fucking murdered.
Was that before or after he was fucking bitches? He's fucking... Alright, so... Okay, so now I will go, to be fair, and again, to be fair to all federations in local wrestling, I'll go to the Cutting Edge Wrestling page. We'll talk with him for a minute. We are, by the way, folks, going to get to some big-time wrestling. We are going to get to that, right? Every show from this point forward... We are, yes. Every show from this point forward will not focus so heavily on local wrestling. It's just that we had to update people on what's been going on, that's all. All right, so we have CEW, Cutting Edge Wrestling on Facebook. They got a show, sir. CEW TV. They put it on YouTube. On YouTube, yeah. So you can catch up on them. Just see.
But is that really a TV show, though?
Well, it's a YouTube show.
Yeah, but it's on YouTube, man.
Are you going to say they shouldn't call it a TV show?
I can get anything on YouTube, man.
Yeah.
The only requirement for not getting shit on YouTube, man, is they don't have a picture of your dick in it.
And even then.
Even then. But no, in all seriousness, no. It's good that they've got something that they can, like, take out, show, market it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I agree with, and you and I have said this, that in the history of this show. There should be a lot more social media presence. Remember, what was the one... fuck, was it NCW or was it LCW? Who was it that we were knocking for not having any... It was NCW. They were like, boss, could you fucking... Could you get a Facebook page? Could we find something out about you guys?
NCW, yes.
It was NCW, wasn't it?
You know something I forgot about then?
Yeah, yeah.
I totally forgot they even existed.
Yeah, yeah. Because they never had anything on Facebook. They never had any kind of... They didn't know what was going on.
It was just... It was just like a piece of cardboard with the word wrestling on it and a date and a time.
And that's the one that had, what's his name, that fucking big dude from Ontario.
Oh, yeah.
You know who I'm talking about, that Steel, Brody Steel.
Brody Steel.
I don't know if he's from Ontario, but he was a big dude.
Canadian Lesnar.
Yeah. Yes, he looked like Canuck Lesnar. He did, yeah. All right, so Cutting Edge Wrestling, yes, they post the CW TV, links to their CW TV show on YouTube. They're up to episode 4, by the look of it here. So that's not bad. Alright, so we have another show coming up December 17th.
Oh, I thought it was the 10th.
Okay, December 17th at the CW Armory. Quest for the Gold. Tickets are only $10 in advance, as you say. I don't see... I'll scroll back down and see if I can find any kind of poster or any kind of link to some of the matches. I don't think there's any matches listed or anything yet.
December 17th?
Yep.
Oh, shit, dude.
What?
I can't go to that one.
Why?
Because... I got a ticket to go see Man the Force Awakens, man, that night.
Oh, yeah, that's a bad...
spoilers, I can tell you who else is going to be here, Dennis Guthrie.
Yeah, there's going to be one not be attendance for the show, that's true.
He's going to be in the seat next to me.
Okay, No, this is from October. Okay, they don't have a poster for this event.
Poster?
No, it doesn't look like that.
They did have one.
Did they? I cannot find. I'm sorry. I'll go to their website. I'm sorry. I can't find any kind of poster. They got two links to their website, and if you go to the CW Cutting Edge Wrestling website, the most recent poster is for Rocky Horror Rumble back in October.
I saw a poster that had Dirty Don Martini on it for Quest for the Gold.
I don't see it.
I know as I did.
Okay, I'll keep looking, but I don't see it. Anyway, continue on.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm going to be attending either of these shows. You know, nothing against other
Christmas is just a hard time.
It's fucking
tough. Like,
yeah,
it's great for everybody else, but
To scrounge up $10 or $15 to go to a show. And it's not just that too. It's you go to CLB, you got to find a place to park, right? You are
That's
like
what
me.
I like to have
like some kind of a something to eat or drink or something while I'm watching the show. Like you got to, you know, there's all kinds of factors that go into that. So yeah, it's too bad.
The parking is abysmal at the CLB.
Do you think they should even be having shows in fucking December and January? Like, shouldn't that be a dark time for them?
They didn't really used to. This is the first I've really heard of this.
No, I think they had ones before.
No. Like, usually...
I know they didn't run a hell of a lot in winter before.
In the winter months. Yeah. Especially at Christmas time. I've never heard of it. I've never heard of the show.
Well, I don't know. Maybe their roster's trying
Maybe
to...
Maybe not that close. Like I said, that's why the 10th automatically jumped into my mind. Because the 10th seems like a logical cutting off point.
Yeah.
Off of ties. It's like the 10th is like... Christmas is coming.
This far, no further.
Rest.
Yeah. I mean, maybe they're trying to get some money. Maybe the roster's trying to get some money for their fucking kids and stuff. I don't know.
But I mean, at least you want to be able to fucking heal up by the time the 25th rolls around, you know?
All right, so that's...
Daddy, it's Christmas Day! Oh, God!
My back,
my bones!
Psycho Mitch really gave me a beat.
Yeah. What did Santa bring you? Welts.
All right, so... That is the two federations. I will look. I'll be nice and I'll look up LCW. Fuck them. Right? I'll look it up and I'll.
They had
I'll
a show recently.
All right, I'll look
like
it up.
Two days ago.
Okay, I'll look it up and I'll fucking promote them. But I got to be honest, I'm not too fucking impressed. Right?
Can we read the results?
Yeah, I guess so.
They also had another event too.
Oh, that's the one I want to talk about. We'll get to that in a minute. I'm looking for
it's
their
a big week for them.
Yeah, I'm looking for their event. Okay, so from the Legend City Wrestling Facebook page, from the 21st of November, they had a show. I don't even know what the fuck show was called. Wrestling fans, LCW put on an unbelievable show in front of a packed house of CLB. Again with the CLB.
LCW presents Wear a Suit on November 21st.
LCW presents We're Gonna Block You and Not Explain
Wear
Why.
Wear a Suit pay-per-view.
It just says wrestling. I don't know what it's called. Yeah, it was... 21st of November, you know, I don't know. Oh, this is in Carbonear. Available, blah, 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 blah. Where the fuck is Victoria Community Center? That must be Carbonear, isn't it?
Also, it wasn't in town.
No, I guess not. I don't know, dude. I don't know.
It's a Carbonara.
I don't fucking know.
Who the gives a fuck?
This is all. This is very confusing. Okay, look, it's very confusing. I don't know what the show was or where it was to. And
okay, well, there was some wrestling.
It was at Victoria Community Center, apparently. They're on tour. Look, because it was the 20th and the 21st. Okay. Oh no, I'm wrong. CLB was in the 20th in St. John's, and then they were in Victoria Community Center. I guess that's in Carbonara because it says available tickets available at Butt SO in Carbonara.
There was some violence in Carbonara.
So shit happened in St. John's and Carbonara. So they had two shows back to back.
Yeah.
All right. So you got to give them that. They got two shows back to back.
So who'd they have?
According to this,
let me guess now.
Okay.
Mr. Fantastic was there.
Yes, he was.
Okay.
According to the poster, he was. Yeah.
Who else?
Dynamite Dylan Davis.
Yeah.
Achilles Falcon. Never heard tell that. Yeah. I have no idea who that is. The Answer. Some guy called The Answer. Congo Kong, who's now with, Jeff Jarrett's promotion, GFW.
Okay.
So that's kind of a thing.
All right.
LCW champion Apollo. Yeah, because he beat...
Right, he dumped Fantastic on his fucking noggin at the last...
Yes, he did. Yeah, he's a big dude, too. Mm. And Crimson. So, I mean, Crimson's a big name.
Crimson is a big name.
Crimson's a name.
I enjoy Crimson.
Yeah. So, I mean, they stacked a little bit. It looks like it was a good card. You know, I would have possibly attended that one. You're shaking your head like you know you
would. Oh, no.
All right. Good crowd by the look of it, you know, by the photos. They got a good crowd. So, they were asked about the results. The Victoria Show results are Bulldog over Achilles, Dynamite over Answer, Kong over Justin Locke, Crimson over Fantastic, Apollo over Matt Wheeler, with Kong coming in and carrying Matt out on his shoulders. Bam. So there it is. Now, let's get to the story that's that you really want to get to. This is a good one.
They had another event.
They did.
As everybody knows, Survivor Series.
WWE presents Survivor Series.
Was Sunday past.
Yes, it was.
And
we will talk in depth
about it. We will talk in depth about it.
Yeah.
But, in conjunction of, you know, promoting their federation and stuff, you know, somebody at the LCW head office came up with the idea, what we're going to do.
Did you just say LCW head office?
Yes.
Did you like straight face? I enjoyed that.
It's like Jumbo Shrimp.
The LCW head office.
It's an oxymoron, like Jumbo Shrimp.
Okay, alright.
The head office came up with the idea. What we're going to do is we're going to show the pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Right? At
the Uptown Theater.
Yeah, you know where Yuck Yucks is too, right?
Yep.
And so the other half of it is this Uptown Theater place. So it's Yuck Yucks, but no comedy.
Okay. Yeah.
I wouldn't say that. Okay. Right? Where you can pay $5.
$5, yeah.
The low price of $5 to go in and buy some Uptown's high-priced, ridiculous fucking crap.
I'm assuming you've been to Uptown
before. $5 gets you in the door.
Yeah.
Where then you get to sit down.
You get to hobnob with some of the top LCW talent.
You get to split a $50 plate of nachos with the likes of Mr. Fantastic.
And Dynamite Dylan Davis.
Can I have a nacho, brother? No, Mr. Fantastic, no! Get your hands off of my nachos!
Man, this water's fantastic.
Where you can watch the wrestlers at LCW get all teary-eyed and watery-eyed, looking up at the screen, wondering about what might have been.
Hey, aren't you supposed to be in Survivor Series?
Well,
but I am.
The closest you will ever see guys like Mr. Fantastic get into Survivor Series is when they cut a crosswalk in the room to get to the John.
Nice. All right, so your thoughts on this? Was this a cash grab? Because, I mean, what right does LCW have to charge for something that's not their presentation? This is like me saying to you, when you walk into my place, you got to give me $5 so we can watch a bit of hockey.
That's right.
It's going to come on TV anyway.
Why would I pay $5 to get in to buy $7 or $8 beer, $20 or $30 fucking food, hobnob with strangers, slack-jawed yokels who think wrestling's real?
Yeah.
Because anybody who got in the door under these expectations... Whoa, not only can I watch Survivor Series, but I get to meet these guys?
Yeah.
Wow, do I not want to go?
Do you think, I'm going to ask you this now. Do you think Mr. Fantastic pulled a Mil Mascaris and wore the fucking, like...
Oh, he wears it everywhere.
Wore the mask.
He wears it everywhere.
Yeah?
He was recently at an anti-bullying event at some school, telling the Little Fantastics not to bully the other Little Fantastics.
Oh, that's awesome. So, okay, you're saying that, okay, for the low, low price of one Wilfrid Laurier, I can walk in and sit next to Mr. Fantastic.
Yes!
And ask him directly, dude, why'd you fucking block me?
Like, yes!
If I had known that happened, I would have went
but
through
why
that.
Would anybody pay this to when they could sit at home like I did?
I know.
I only paid $10 to watch Survivor Series. And even though Survivor Series wanked fucking pickles,
yeah,
I'll get into that momentarily.
Yeah, you will.
Even if you had the network, if that fails completely on every level like it did, I still have 1,100 hours of other content that I can enjoy.
And you didn't leave your house.
Exactly. I didn't get some guy in a mask breathing on my nachos, getting wilting them all. How you enjoying the pay-per-view there, Little Fantastic? This is a burr. I'm an adult. Talk to me like I'm an adult.
Man, I gotta stand in line behind fucking Congo Khan for a piss.
Yeah! He like stand up.
Alright. Congo piss. So apparently that's what they did. Yeah, they went to Yuck Yucks. I mean, to me, that's kind of a cash grab.
I can't see how it was successful.
I don't know if it was. They haven't mentioned anything about it since. They posted that, you know, join the stars of LCW at the Uptown Theater, home of Yuck Yucks, for Survivor Series pay-per-view. Doors open at 8, admission's only $5. So they benefited from an event that they shouldn't have benefited from because, like, you know, I'm pretty sure if you told WWE that people were benefiting from their presentation,
let me put it to you this
that
way.
Wouldn't go over too
Am
well.
I allowed?
I know for a fact, Harry Weir, that WWE Canada slapped lawsuits on all of the, like, the Eastside Mario's and the fucking, all the pubs and stuff they used to put on. Remember, years ago, you could go down to fucking Dooley's and watch a pay-per-view? They stopped doing that.
If Harry Weir...
Because people were benefiting.
If the WWE Network opened up my apartment...
Yeah.
And started trying to, man, listen, you can come hang out with the stars of the Soul Over podcast at the next pay-per-view at my apartment, and I'll only charge you $1 to get in.
Yeah.
$1.
Yeah, that's right.
I'll even give you a bag of chips.
Leftover Halloween.
Leftover Halloween candy with the stars of the Soul Over podcast.
Yeah, that's right. So, I will mock and ridicule that a little bit. Yeah, I will. Because that's a desperate cash grab is what that is.
Yeah.
And I don't agree with that at all. All right, so that being said, speaking of Survivor Series, let us move on from the local wrestling. It has been a lot. We talked about local wrestling. That's it for now. More updates to come as they come. Good luck to all the local wrestling talent that exists and all their shows coming up. I don't know what the deal is with LCW. We'll figure that out as time goes on. All right, so WWE, Harry Weir, let's begin. Motherfucking Survivor Series.
Yeah, right now.
First off, going into Survivor Series, how much anticipation did you have for this?
Zero.
Zero, okay.
Zero. Let me tell you something. Right now, as much as Shannon Lutch likes to get in my face about the World Wrestling Entertainment,
every chance I get,
he loves it.
He loves it so much, folks,
that in fact, he has deliberately stopped tagging me in his Facebook posts when he gets on there and bashes the shit out of wrestling.
Because you, sir... Swallow it with a spoon.
You won't accept criticism.
You do. You're the worst kind of fan because you're like, you're the guy that Vince McMahon loves because you'll accept it like the pablum that it is.
I know when stuff is bad. Sir.
You don't know when stuff is bad because you're still watching it.
Well, I'm here to tell
you. You don't know.
How am I going to know when it gets better?
All right. Okay.
How am I going to know when it gets better if I don't watch it?
All right. Okay. All right. Continue.
It's like, but right now it's pretty fucking bad.
Yes, it is. Yes.
You got Seth Rollins out with an injury. Cena's gone on vacation.
Well, he's filming a TV show.
Yeah, but he comes out and says, "Oh, time for the other guys to reach up and grab the brass ring and all that."
While he transitions into his other career.
Like Cena.
He's doing the same thing Rock did.
While that is a great idea, John Cena, you have to... I never... Listen, these words are getting uttered by me.
Yeah.
John Cena, come home.
We need you. No. They don't need him. They had a golden opportunity, as he even said, time for other people to step up. And they fucking dropped the ball on us.
Well, here we go. It's like this. Rollins out. Cena out.
Yep.
Orton out.
Rollins is an idiot, though. Like, I'm sorry, dude. Rollins is not safe.
See, this is
Rollins fucking almost killed John Cena with a botch. Right? He did, seriously.
Wrestling's not safe. He botched it off.
Dude, come on. Guys wrestled entire careers, never hurt anybody. Right? Lots of wrestlers have done that. He botched up against Cena. Then he fucking nearly decapitated fucking poor Sting. And then he killed himself.
I gotta disagree about Sting.
How? I can disagree.
He only whipped Sting into the buckle.
He forcibly whipped him into the buckle and hit an impact on his neck, dude.
When he whipped him into the buckle, it's not Seth Rollins' fault that when he whipped Sting into the turnbuckle, Sting decided, 55-year-old Sting, I might add.
Yes, he is, yeah.
Somewhere in Sting's brain, he decided, well, now he set up the move. All I gotta do is just run into the buckle.
Right.
Sting didn't have to run full tilt like he was Ben Johnson into the fucking buckle and crack his skull open.
Maybe, just maybe, Seth Rollins was too fucking forceful and used way too much fucking strength.
The guy who gets the whip is the guy who controls how fast
that's not true.
He goes.
I can whip you into the fucking buckle right now.
Try it. Watch how fast I run.
Yeah, and you wouldn't be able to fucking control the momentum. He's the one doing the whipping, Harry. He's pushing the guy, right? He's the one fucking grabbing his
and doing the big push. I gotta disagree with that.
Listen, look at the track record. Sting's entire career, he didn't have that kind of injury before.
And he jumped up and he hit John Cena in the nose and broke his nose.
Yes.
By accident.
Because he's a fucking botchberg. That's what he is. He's worse than Goldberg. He's a botchamania. I'm glad he's out.
I disagree.
Maybe guys' insurance policies won't be fucking coming up for renewal.
On him, I disagree.
I think Rollins is fucking terrible. I think he's a botch. He's terrible. Terrible wrestler. All right, so, and I don't care what anybody says about that. I think he's a terrible wrestler. Let's get into the card itself of, you know, okay, so first off, Survivor Series.
Yeah, I'm setting the stage here.
Survivor Series. It should be the traditional Survivor Series matches.
Throwaway
matches.
They got him in there.
Yeah, throwaway. What even made
it? I know.
What even made it?
They got it in there.
One of them was on a pre-show.
They got it in there. That's all.
Garbage.
It was
garbage. I'm telling you.
But yeah, basically, everybody was, you know, they set it up for the tournament because the belt had to be vacated by Bot Rollins.
That's right.
And so they.
Let me ask you this though. Okay, before we get into it, when they did that, why the fuck didn't they just have Sheamus come out then and there and say, I'm going to cash this in.
Yeah, they should have.
The title is vacated. I'm the new champion.
They should have.
They should have awarded him the title and had him drop it at Survivor Series.
They should have.
Because they had a week or two, didn't they? Before, they had some time.
There would have been no greater moment than when Triple H announced the tournament if Sheamus had come out, handed him the briefcase, and be like, yeah, no, you're not. And then walked off.
Exactly.
Which is what they had fucking just about ended. Which is what they pretty much would have been the same result anyway.
Exactly.
As we get into Survivor Series. Right.
So that's another opportunity that they missed.
Yeah. So.
With their legion
of
fighters.
They set it all up. I'm not going to go through each match in the tournament. Because
No.
Yes, that's yes, exhausting.
Yes, we will. I have it here. Okay, so we have Goldust with the Dudley Boys.
No. I meant the tournament itself.
We're going to talk about Survivor Series. Just Survivor Series. This was a 5-on-5 traditional Survivor Series elimination tag team match. Okay. Goldust, Dudley Boys, Neville, and Titus O'Neil versus Cosmic Wasteland.
Yeah.
Which sounds like some name that you and I came up with back in the day for the GWF wrestling game we used to play.
Yes. Yeah.
The card game. Stardust, Connor, and Victor. The Miz and Bo Dallas. This looked like.
Now this is
get these guys on the show.
This
somehow.
Is a mild spoiler because now they introduced the bad guys first. So Stardust and the Ascension and who else was it on their team?
It was Goldust, the Dudley Boys, and Devon. Goldust, the Dudley Boys, Neville, and Titus O'Neil.
Right. Okay. But who was on Stardust's team?
The Cosmic Wasteland was Stardust, Connor, and Victor. So the Ascension, aren't they the Ascension?
The Ascension, yeah. And who are the two other dudes?
Miz and Bo Dallas.
The Miz and Bo Dallas, okay. Yeah. So they announced that team first.
Okay, you think of who the fucking team is, love. That's how throwaway it was to you.
No, it wasn't throwaway.
It was absolutely throwaway.
This is like a few days ago. I don't have the greatest memory.
Yeah, but even so, that was still throwaway, but go ahead.
Okay, so they announced the bad guys first, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So then, they bring out...
The bad guys, it's new. The heel.
The heels, yeah. So, out comes Neville. Out comes Titus O'Neil. Out comes the Dudleys.
Yep.
And then at the end, it's Goldust. He's back. Spoilers, this is the most interesting thing that will happen on Survivor Series. This is the best moment.
This is the moment that if you were watching it live with Mr. Fantastic, you would have put your arm around him and hugged that man.
You were just going to be like, it doesn't get any better than this. This is the greatest moment in the show.
Okay.
Goldust returns.
On the pre-show.
And gets in Stardust's face.
Mm-hmm. Setting up a WrestleMania match that was their father's dying wish. You know that to be true.
Yeah, but they already had that, didn't they? Didn't they fight at WrestleMania? Last year?
They're going to do it again because he died. Guaranteed they're going to do it again. The man died, right? And he wanted to see his sons.
Oh, Jesus Christ, you don't get to have two fucking dying wishes.
The man died in the interim. How could they not? I absolutely think they're going to book a fucking rematch between Goldust and Stardust at WrestleMania, yes. I think that's going to happen just because.
See, that don't make any sense to me. See?
The man died. Dusty Rhodes died.
But he got to see it.
Yeah, but he died in the interim.
He watched the two of them wrestle at WrestleMania last year.
He did.
He died.
So why are they getting in each other's grill now then?
Okay, well,
they're planting seeds.
One of those kids from the Make-A-Wish Foundation, right? His wish is to go to Disney World, right?
Right. Yeah.
So after the kid fucking bites the bullet, you don't see the parents next year at fucking Disney World on the fucking roller coaster. This one's for you, Billy! Woo!
Well, John Cena probably would grant that wish.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, all right.
Okay. It don't make any sense to me.
So, okay, your thoughts on just how much they've buried guys like the Miz and Bo Dallas. Holy fuckballs.
Miz was world champion at once.
He was, yeah. He absolutely
was. Main event.
Yep. And Bo Dallas, I mean, they're not using him at all. His brother, yeah, but they're not using him at all.
It's sad that one of the biggest gimmicks in wrestling right now is the Wyatt family.
Yeah, and he's not a member.
And you have a legitimate member of that guy's family.
Legitimately.
Who's not in it.
Same thing as his sister.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that would be an excellent way to incorporate real life stuff.
You keep
in a positive way, because Bo Dallas is not doing anything on his own.
So you're telling me Bray Wyatt has an actual sister out there
mm-hmm.
in the wrestling world,
mm-hmm.
and he keeps referencing Sister Abigail,
mm-hmm.
and they don't bring her on?
Nope.
At all?
Nope. I don't believe so. I think isn't she under contract?
They should have a fucking woman wrestler in the fucking mix there.
Called Sister Abigail, yes.
The Wyatt family should have a diva in there.
Oh, I'd be all about that, actually. It would actually, like, lighten up the fucking Diva division, because that is boring as fuck.
It was interesting at one point, but we'll get to that.
Yeah, we will. Okay, so I'm looking up now to see what her name is. I know that she is a wrestler. she's a rotunda,
I know that she is a fucking wrestler, as opposed to working at the
counter. I'm just saying, Bray Wyatt's sister reportedly gets WWE tryout. That was back in June that she had a tryout. Anyway, so continue on. That she does indeed. Like, I'll show you a picture. Look, this is his sister, okay? I know people can't see this, but just type Bray Wyatt's sister, that's all, into Google.
Oh, mama.
So that's his sister. That's Mike Rotunda's daughter, okay? So that, why is she, if she's going to be Sister Abigail, wouldn't that make a fucking ton of sense? Currently, apparently according to the internet told me that she had a WWE tryout back in July. And nothing happened, I guess, because of that. Because she's not signed in NXT, I don't believe.
Right.
She's nowhere in WWE, so... Yeah, so they're... Okay, so the point is, the Wyatts are an established heel faction in WWE, and they are missing the boat on incorporating Bo Dallas, his legit brother, into that faction.
He should definitely...
And instead, Bo Dallas is left to do his own thing.
He's out running around in white tights going, all you gotta do is Bo leave!
And it's...
And getting slammed by whichever returning legend of the week shows up, or Brock Lesnar's in town, or...
Yeah.
Have you got anybody we can just toss on their fucking head for like a minute?
I want to point out that this match went almost like fucking 20 minutes.
It did. It actually ate up which, I'll be honest, was a refreshing change from the usual, let's talk about every match on the card for an hour.
Yeah.
And well, I mean, aside from looking at Renee Young, I could stare at her. I could stare at her, man.
I don't even watch the pre-show.
Oh, I do.
I know you do. You watch all of it.
Gotta have the pre-show.
I know.
It's the pre-show.
Yeah. All right. So, your thoughts. Okay, so do you give a shit who won that match? And, like, you know, other than the Goldust versus Stardust thing, was there anything that came out of that match that interested you?
No.
Okay. All right. The Dudley Boys? Your thoughts on Dudley Boys? Like, are they just going to job Dudley Boys?
They came back and, like, they feuded with the New Day.
How sad is that? They're destroying their legacy.
But it looks like now they're out of the title hunt, so...
Of course, because they're only brought back to job.
I don't know why they're still there.
Because they're brought back to be high-paid jobbers. Because they're putting their legacy on the line as the greatest WWE tag team champions in history. The most tag team champions of all
time. Yeah, but losing to teams like the fucking Usos.
Exactly. They're bringing
doesn't cement that for me.
Exactly. It destroys it. It kills their legacy.
Yeah.
And they're high paid jobbers. They're brought back to get over all these new guys.
Yeah.
Like the New Day and stuff. They're brought back for that.
I love the New Day though.
Okay, I like the New Day too, but I don't agree with them jobbing the fucking Dudleys.
I love the New Day for one simple reason. Because they took a fucking lame... Much like The Rock, they took a fucking lame-ass fucking gimmick, and they ran with it.
They did. I'll agree with that. Yeah.
They ran with
it. Yeah, yeah. And that's all on them. That's like, much like Bray Wyatt, he created his own character.
Yep.
Right? I'll give you that. But how sad is it that the most successful stuff is stuff not giving to them, Harry? The most successful characters, such as Bray Wyatt and the New Day, are not guys created by creative. They're guys who did it themselves. Right? That's an indictment on WWE. Alright, so next up we've got Roman Reigns fighting Alberto Del Rio in a WWE World Heavyweight Championship Tournament semifinal match.
To be perfectly honest, I thought that was a good match.
Okay.
There was a lot of good back and forth.
What are your thoughts on Alberto Del Rio?
Oh, he's a good wrestler.
Yeah.
For the life of me, I have no idea when he came back, because him coming back was a big deal.
It was, yeah.
It was all over the internet. It was all over.
Yeah.
So, when he comes back, why do you... stick him with fucking Zeb Coulter. That
and
means no...
Mex America.
Yeah, we're going to do Mex America, boys.
Because you know what? That was the only idea they had. Because he came back. I don't think they expected him to come back. Because TNA was bidding to get him back, too.
But it's stupid. It's a stupid idea.
You could tell they threw it out there, Harry. They were like, I don't know, put him with Zeb Coulter. And it was like
they
could do.
The whole reason why he was brought back, so they say on the internet,
because
WWE wanted a strong... Latino
presence.
To have a Latino coming out being subservient to Zeb Coulter.
Yeah. White supremacist.
Jesus Christ, it makes him look
the
like
the PG rate of white supremacist.
Jesus Christ, it makes him look like a slave.
It does, yeah. It does. It's a ridiculous angle. I don't understand what the story on behind that is.
But
and you know what? Alberto Del Rio fucked over Lucha Underground. It was Lucha?
I think it was Lucha.
He fucked them over because he was their... Or maybe it was AAA. It was AAA because he was their champion. He was AAA's champion.
Yeah,
and he had to vacate.
Yeah, but they came out and said they were okay with it, though. They
gotta be okay with it. They want to work with him again. I think behind the scenes, they weren't okay with it. Although they were blocking him on Twitter. Only El Sobey does.
Hey, it's okay, Rene Dupree. if you can't tell us, man, we'll be cool, man. Sorry. Yeah,
they don't block people like El Sobey does. Anyway, so...
shut up and have a nacho.
Yeah. Dean Ambrose versus Kevin Owens in a WWE World Heavyweight Championship Tournament semifinal match.
Another good match.
All right. What do you think of people calling Fat Owens? And what do you think of Melissa Joan Hart coming out and saying, like, apparently, wasn't she Sabrina the Teenage Witch? Is that what she
was. She totally was.
So Sabrina the Teenage Witch is a WWE merc, much like herself.
I know. If that's not enough to give you an erection, man, I don't know what is it, man.
And she basically said that she considers Kevin Owens the character, she pointed out it was the character, to be fat and lazy.
Yeah, but Kevin Owens...
I don't understand how you can call the character Kevin Owens fat and lazy when the guy, Kevin Steen, is legitimately fat.
Oh, yeah.
So how can you make that distinction? Oh. She's trying to say that... his character is fat. Well, no, he's physically fat.
Yeah, he is, but I mean, shit, dude. I mean, fat as he is, I don't know how he's doing all that shit he can do.
I disagree with shitting on Kevin. Number one, he's a good Canadian kid, so I got nothing against that.
Great Canadian kid.
I think he's fucking really talented. And
he would have been my second pick.
He was my pick for the champion. I honestly thought they were going to put him over. I thought Kevin Owens is going to win that tournament, right? Because he's got good heel heat.
Yep.
He's very athletic. I don't agree with him being fat. Like, I think... And even if he is fat...
He's definitely husky.
Oh, he's absolutely. But for a fat dude, Harry, like, I don't understand why there's a... I don't understand why there's a knock on him because of that when you got guys like Mick Foley that were fat. Fucking Vader was a big fat dude. There's lots of big...
There's no...
Bam Bam Bigelow was a fat big dude.
Foley's fat. Yeah. Vader was fat.
And all those guys
were... But I'm here to tell you right now, anybody who can stand on the middle turnbuckle,
yeah,
and then leap
spin around,
turn around, land on the top, then leap up and do a fucking moonsault.
Pop a power on there.
Yeah, not fat. Not fat.
Well, even if he's fat, he's athletic.
Yeah.
So I don't see why that's... I mean, to me, I never thought his body shape would define him as a wrestler. Because it doesn't. I think he's a great wrestler.
So, but he blocked Melissa Joan Hurt.
He did, yeah.
But that's a calculated move on his part.
But he's a heel. I agree with that.
That was a calculated move on Kevin Owens' part. Yeah. He knew the reaction that would get.
Yep, yeah. Smart.
So, that's it.
See, how do you think of them, like... What do you think of WWE such as that, where WWE panders to the Twitter and social media verse? Because the only people seeing that are those who happen to be on Twitter. Like, what if you're a wrestling fan and you're not on Twitter? You don't even know that. Yeah. That's an aspect of his character you're not seeing.
No.
So, I don't know. I don't think they should pander so much to the social media. You know, I really don't think that they should. All right. Next up, we have another 5-on-5 traditional Survivor Series elimination tag team match featuring Ryback. Feed me more. I say nothing other than feed me more. He's a fat fuck. With the Usos.
Yep.
I like the Usos. I do like the Usos.
You do like the Usos?
Oh, I love the Usos.
I would not have pictured you as an Uso fan.
Why?
I don't know. I just don't.
I like the Usos. And the Lucha Dragons.
They're good.
They're really good.
They're not getting the push that they deserve. They're
fucking conquistadors all the air, boy.
They're not getting the push that they deserve.
They're just modern conquistadors. They're no different than fucking Strikeforce. Defeating the New Day.
Strikeforce with masks.
Exactly. That's what they are. Defeating the New Day, Big E, Kofi Kingston, and Xavier Woods, Sheamus, and King Barrett. So, yeah, Sheamus lost the match earlier in the fucking
But night. See, now, that was almost kind of brilliant in the way, because they almost made you forget...
that he had the fucking Money in the Bank.
Yes, because they made him...
made you forget that he was a cop.
No, because
wrestler.
They didn't make you think that anything was going to happen at the end of the night.
Mm.
The way that it did. Because when he came out, he did something so lame that, you know, like... He grabbed the microphone away from, like, the New Day and started doing, like, this... He tried to talk all street and all fucking ghetto, like a black guy.
Yeah.
And he looked really fucking dumb and fucking stupid.
Yeah.
So, because all that happened, they ended up abandoning his ass in the ring, and he got beat down by the remaining Ryback's team.
Yeah.
So, and then he lost.
I didn't buy it whatsoever.
So, you didn't think you were going to see him. No, but that's what you were supposed to think.
I know. I understand why they booked it the way they did, but... It was an awful lot of talent that they use in order to make the fans believe that Sheamus was not going to win, you know, was not going to cash in that night.
Yeah.
I don't know. Another long match. I mean, it seemed like they only threw all these guys in to justify, well, it is a Survivor Series, and it is going to be a traditional Survivor Series.
Yeah, but here's the thing. More. The Survivor Series 5-on-5 matchup, you just can't throw those together.
Like you have to have a
back
reason.
Back in the day, you had to have a reason why five guys were going to fight five other guys.
It was always interconnected feuds.
Yeah.
Right? It was always like, well, Hogan and Macho Man are going to fight the Million Dollar Man and fucking, you know, like it was always a reason
you
why.
You got to explain to me why Hulk Hogan and Hercules Hernandez and Bam Bam Bigelow and Demolition were all on the same team.
That's right, buddy. Right.
You got to tell me why.
Exactly. And they devoted the time to do that. Right? They took the time to explain why they led up to
it. They found the time, I mean, to like people going on like quests, like all these different people's houses. Like, you gotta be on my team!
They did. It was like the Dirty Dozen. They formed it up.
Yes!
Right? That's true.
They formed a posse!
That's right. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. That's what's fucking missing in wrestling. Like, Harry, dude, look, you have no idea how frustrating it is. They've got legitimately like 30 fucking writers. Boss, can you not come up with something better than this? Your ratings are fucking through the, like, they're shit, they're in the toilet.
Like, that match
Your wrestling generation is dying.
That match literally looked like those 10 guys were hanging out in the lobby. And Vince came up and said, 5-on-5, just split up.
You and you, you're a team. All right, let's get to a contentious match, which unfortunately did not pay off the way I kind of really hoped it would. You give a shit for these divas, I don't, whatsoever. Ever give a fuck for these women wrestlers.
I did it first.
Piss break. It was Charlotte versus Paige in a singles match for the WWE Divas Championship.
Here's the thing. When they first came up with the concept of the Diva
Revolution.
Yeah. And the way they started it off.
Pussy on Parade.
It got you interested.
Pussy on Parade.
But it got you interested. No, trust me. Before that. Even as much of a bathroom break as it is now, it's still light years ahead of the way that it was before they fixed it.
What do you mean fix? You sat with me for fucking years, sitting there nursing some waters, watching pay-per-views.
Yes.
And we'd see this pussy come out, and we'd be like, oh, look at that. And we sat there, and we just appreciated the tits on display.
Yeah, but that's...
We weren't watching it for the athleticism or for the characters.
I wasn't.
We were just watching it go, look at the tits on her.
I wasn't until they actually brought up these women from NXT who can actually wrestle.
So could Lita. So could fucking Trish Stratus.
Yeah.
I didn't give a shit about
them. There
was
only two of them.
But I didn't give a fuck about them, is my point. And I don't give a fuck about Charlotte or Paige or any of these. They're just women wrestlers, dude. If I want to watch women wrestlers, I watch GLOW. That's a shit. I'll watch porn. I don't
Tom
care.
Tom Crisco and watch
fuck
some
do I
GLOW
care about
wrestling.
Women wrestlers? I'm sorry. I don't give a shit. I've been conditioned to not give a shit about women wrestling for 25 years. That's not going to change now.
Yeah, well, you know.
All right, so now that I've destroyed women's wrestling, Charlotte versus Paige.
They can vote now, you know. They got the vote.
Charlotte versus Paige was so fucking butt-fuckingly boring as a feud that they actually brought in something that they hadn't done in a while. They said, you know what we got to do? We got to violate the rights and sanctity of a real dude and fucking mention Ric Flair.
Charlotte, yes. You want to make it big in the company, right, don't you? Oh, yeah, totally. Listen, you know your brother who died? Yeah. You think you could bring him up in like, your segment?
Mm-hmm.
I guess so. Yeah. And then what we're totally going to do...
Is throw you under the fucking
bus. Is we're
going
to have Paige say some derogatory shit about him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I agree with... I know you're not the adherent to Vince Russo that I am. I know you're not. I know Vince Russo has a lot of beef, a lot of heat in the industry, which is bullshit as far as I'm concerned, because I think he's a really smart dude. But I absolutely 100% agree with when he said... What did that really... Who did it benefit? It didn't benefit Paige, okay, to bring that up, because the heat didn't go to Paige. That was a heel tactic she did, but it did not go to her. The heat went to the WWE in general for daring to bring something like that up. And the sympathy did go to Charlotte, but not enough.
You can't blame Paige because...
That's the problem. You can't blame Paige.
You can't blame
Paige.
Because
you know it's not real anymore.
Well, yeah.
You know that... It was a heel tactic that was imposed on her by writers.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You can't blame Paige because anybody who watches the segment knows you can't blame Paige.
I know, that's not right.
Because in the exchange, Charlotte is the first one to bring up her dead brother.
It is, yeah.
So, that's it. Paige is only reacting to that.
But, I'm trying to say that Paige went with that, not because Paige is a heel and we all buy into her being a heel. She went with that because she was told to go with that because we all know it's fake now. And the problem with that is, then when the heel heat comes, it doesn't go to Paige. The whole point of that was supposed to be, isn't Paige a bitch? Oh my God, look what Paige did. Look at the way she reacted. That should have went to Paige. But it ended up being the WWE is like, well, we got her caught with our pants down. We shouldn't have done that. And then they fucking came out with a statement saying, that was kind of Charlotte's fault. And then Ric Flair on his podcast was like, no, it's not. Like, Flair himself was like, I can't say anything about it. But here's what I can say, and that was not on Charlotte, right? That was the WWE imposing that on Charlotte and her character and stuff. So, while I appreciate they're trying to get some kind of a spotlight, they're trying to do something creatively for Charlotte versus Paige, and they're doing something for creatively for the women, that was the wrong fucking move, dude. Like, I didn't like that years ago when they brought up Chris Benoit or fucking Eddie Guerrero. Shit that happened, like, when people die, dude.
Yeah.
Like, don't bring it up in wrestling. It's just, it's inappropriate.
Yeah. Like, it harkens back to that time when fucking Batista said to Rey Mysterio, Eddie's dead.
Eddie's dead, he's in
Eddie's
hell.
Eddie's dead, he's in hell. He's like, what the fuck, dude? Patino East.
I don't agree with it, I just don't. I never did. You know, I never agreed with... The only time you should even reference dead wrestlers is when they die and say, oh, there wasn't this guy great. Like Nick Bockwinkel.
Yeah.
You didn't see fucking Charlotte come out and say, hey, I'm going to beat you like my dad beat Nick Bockwinkel. You didn't see that, right? They didn't invoke...
I'm
going to
beat you like dad beat on Nick Bockwinkel.
Yes, yes. Now, what do you think of... Do you think it's time for Charlotte to just fuck off referencing her? Like, her whole gimmick seems to be, I'm Ric Flair's daughter. Like, she doesn't have her own gimmick.
But why shouldn't her gimmick be that, though? And she's
because
the first one to
fully
admit to it, though.
All right, but The Rock is the son and grandson of legendary wrestlers.
Yeah.
Right? Fucking Bray Wyatt is the son of IRS.
Yeah,
right?
But yes.
Like, there's lots of wrestlers that are second or third generation that don't feel the need, or it's not imposed on them to do
I get what you're saying, but the problem is, see, because it's a PG show, you know.
And because of Ric Flair.
If Charlotte really wanted to emulate Ric Flair, she'd come out and start talking about how many fucking dicks she's after fucking sucking, and like,
in the limousine.
You know?
Yeah. Do you think it's because it's Ric Flair versus any other wrestler? Like, they don't make Bray Wyatt do that. Is my point. Because Bray Wyatt's father is not Ric Flair. You know what I mean? Like, Ric Flair is Ric Flair.
I think it works for her, to be honest. I actually do like the fact that she incorporates some, not a lot, just a little bit.
Her theme music is
really, I like the theme music.
I know you do, but her number one theme music is a remix of Flair's theme.
I know.
Number two, every time she opens her mouth, she makes some reference to Ric Flair. She does a woo. Her finishing move is a figure eight. She's basically Flair with tits, right? Leave yourself said Fall Young and beat off the Ric Flair.
Well, that's it. The fantasy is fulfilled.
Oh man, no, I don't like it at all. I think Charlotte should have her own gimmick. I think everyone knows she's Ric Flair's daughter now. Time for her to transition into something else.
I don't know. I disagree.
Alright, so in the match itself, what did you think of the match itself?
It was physical. Definitely physical.
Did not live up to anything I did.
Well, no, I thought they were gonna, like, now when she went after Paige on Raw, after she made the comment, oh man, now that shit was,
because that closed the show, basically.
That shit was fucking dope, because man, they were like gonna fucking kill each other.
Yeah. It didn't live up to the hype, I didn't think.
No.
And especially didn't live up to the infamousness of the comment.
So she beat Paige, but now Paige apparently isn't done with her.
No, who else is she gonna wrestle? The problem is the women's wrestling, dude. Oh, look, you're gonna be the champ of three women. Yeah, woo!
There's more than three
women. Come on. There's not.
There's more than three women. There's lots of good contenders now.
Models. There's a lot of models in wrestling.
Nonsense. The one who hasn't gotten her time yet, and when she gets it, Sasha Banks.
Yeah.
She's good. When Bayley comes up from NXT, she's fucking good. She's the current women's champion.
See, I'll be taking a piss.
See, you didn't see the Iron Woman match between Sasha Banks and Bayley. It was fucking incredible.
I was too busy watching porn, man. Real Iron Women. Come on. If I want to see a woman slap around.
Iron Woman 4.
If I want to see a woman slap around for an hour, I'll watch porn.
Iron Woman 4. What a good. No, you're. Like, it's not even Iron Woman. Yours is like the total sexist movie. It's just Iron Common Woman!
Yes. Alright, so next up, Tyler Breeze with Summer Rae fighting Dolph Ziggler. Can Dolph Ziggler buy a match? Can that man buy a fucking push?
It's hard, man.
What the fuck, dude? Like, would you argue that Dolph Ziggler is one of the rare guys who has good wrestling talent, good mic skills, and a good, you know, a decent enough gimmick, and they're just not pushing him? Like, how long has he had to be in the WWE before they push the fucking dude?
2 years. Dolph Ziggler said he's
oh, he's retiring 2 years.
In 2 years.
He did say that.
So, if he's not getting anything. If you come out and say, I'm done in 2 years, why would they push you?
Because they should squeeze him for everything he's worth now.
But why would they?
Because if he pushed him, maybe he changed his mind.
And if they haven't done it up to and including now, they're certainly not going to waste that kind of time and resources on a guy who's saying, well, after 2 years, I'm out.
Maybe he'll change his mind if they actually pushed him.
I doubt it.
That's a missed opportunity. I think Dolph Ziggler's got a lot of talent.
Definitely. And he definitely
very knows, big mixed opportunity.
He definitely knows how to decorate some denim.
Yeah. Shut up. I'm allowed to like Dolph Ziggler. You shut up. It's not gay. All right. So
I'm in Tyler Breeze.
All right. We got, you know, technically the main events, Undertaker and Kane versus the Wyatts. Let me first point out that you had the week of destruction with Taker on WWE Network. You had magazines come out to celebrate him.
It was damn good, too.
You celebrated him in magazines. They kept referencing, he's been in the WWE for 25 years, this is a big anniversary, and it was a fucking tag match.
Yeah. But
there was nothing to it. It was a fucking tag match.
No, but it was still good, though.
And he won.
Of course he won.
When are they ever going to put over? When's the last time the Wyatts won a match?
Did you really think?
I thought the Wyatts
that was going to be Taker's last match.
No, I thought that he would pass the torch and put over the Wyatts. I thought it's a meaningless tag match. So Taker's legacy is not going to be tarnished
because
he loses.
They already humiliated the poor man on the grandest stage of them all.
Right. So why
having him lose the streak?
Right.
Brock
Lesnar. Right. And they've been dropping everybody's head ever since. So what is to what harm does it do to have him drop? He didn't even have to lose the match. Kane could have lost the match. Right. Take the pin. It's just it would have shined up the Wyatts a bit more. Because the Wyatts are trying to become the new fucking evil supernatural force in WWE, right? Like Bray Wyatt keeps saying, "I'm going to be the new one," right? Well, you can't be the new one if you can't beat the old one.
They still can be though.
I don't.
They're a different kind of creepy. They're a different kind of creepy.
They're a cool creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're
still cool. Even if they lose, they're still cool.
I can't remember the last time Bray Wyatt won a match.
Look, I'm just fucking glad.
Has he won
glad.
A feud in fucking like 6 months?
Look, I'm just glad like they only put Braun Strowman through the table the way that they did and didn't chump him out, you know, like everybody else. Here's this like 8 foot fucking tall, like beast of a man.
He's a big dude, yeah.
And if they had stuck him in there and lost the match, that's a waste. That's a waste of a
So goal. You're okay with everything that went down in that match?
Yeah.
Because I got to tell you, I honestly thought that Taker being who he is...
Taker and Kane...
...would have no problem putting over the Wyatts, and especially in a way that... I honestly... Maybe I'm reading it wrong, but I thought Kane could have taken that pin.
I don't think... Listen, obviously, The Undertaker's not the type of guy, and as it was evidenced on like everything I watched this week, Taker's not the kind of guy to be like... Oh, I'm not doing this, or I'm not doing that.
No, he's
what,
not.
Whatever.
No, he's not. No.
So if
he's a company guy.
So yeah. So he, if that was the way that creative wrote it, that's what he went with. So
another missed opportunity.
That's
as
it.
Far as I'm concerned.
But what I'm saying is, it sets it up now for the stretch home because I'm inclined to think WrestleMania will be his last match this time.
I think so too. Yeah.
It's all depending on his opponent. The talk is right now they want him to
fight John Cena.
Go against John Cena. Yeah. Did he fight John Cena at Mania already?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think that's ever happened.
I mean, I'm sure they've matched up before, but I don't think it was.
I think that would be a good match.
Fucking John Cena, dude.
Okay, who would you rather see The Undertaker's final opponent be?
His final ever
the
opponent?
The final opponent.
Final ever opponent?
The final opponent.
Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan?
Yeah. He was brought in to be a fucking weapon against Hogan. Way okay. back in the day. This is a way
it's
to close
gotta
the
be somebody who can... Think about what they did with Ric Flair.
Right.
Technically.
Right.
Technically.
Yeah.
It's gotta be somebody who can put the Undertaker out to pasture.
Right.
So it can't be somebody like Hogan.
Why?
Because Hogan's old and decrepit too.
So was Taker.
But you can't have two old guys fighting. That's pointless.
I think you can if you do it in a certain way.
If you're going to have two old guys fighting, then the final match should be Taker versus Sting.
You ever watch old AWA? They had old guys fighting in fucking...
We used to enjoy 40s that.
50 years old, man. Fucking champions.
Yeah. I think if you're going to go with two old guys fighting, last match for both, Taker, Sting.
Yeah, but Sting's not going to wrestle again. Thanks to Botch Rollins.
He can wrestle.
Botch Rollins killed him.
He can wrestle again.
No, Botch Rollins ended his career.
He can wrestle again.
They called Randy Orton Legend Killer.
Even if...
they called the wrong guy Legend
they
Killer.
They can set it up in such a way. Sting and Taker are constant professionals. They could get in there supposing they had two fucking busted vertebrae each and never be in any danger.
I don't know. I think putting Taker in several matches with an MMA champion like Brock Lesnar and dropping him on his head for the past year has not been conducive to his career.
I think
I'm going to go with Hogan. Bring Hogan back to the company.
I say go with
right? Put him off on WrestleMania. He deserves a platform in WrestleMania. I think that Hogan... I mean, dude, I remember, man.
You're not going to bring Hogan back.
Fucking Hogan Taker. You can use the same old footage.
They're not
It'd be
gonna,
like 25 years later.
They're not
going to
bring Hogan back.
Why the fuck not? Triple H came out and said it.
Hogan can't
wrestle. Triple H came out and said this week on a podcast, he said, there's going to come a time when we bring Hogan back to the company. Not yet, but we're going to bring him back. So if Triple H is acknowledging it publicly and openly, it's going to happen.
That's dirt.
It is not. It's that the, is this dirt. Is, I read this. I can show you the link.
So why did they even waste time banishing Hogan to begin with?
Because they're a fucking publicly traded company. They have to. I'll find the link. I'll find the fucking link.
Hey, I don't doubt it. I'm not doubting what you're saying. I'm just saying, why in the hell would you even banish Hogan to begin with if you're going to bring him back?
Because
down the road.
Because that's what you got to do. Because you have stockbrokers and
but
you
Jesus have people. Christ, he's saying that now that like that banishment only took place like 3 months ago.
Yeah. And in wrestling, that's a legacy, dude.
Listen, Hogan, we're just going to keep things quiet here for a few months before we bring you back.
Yes, that's what I think it was, yes. Anyway, I'll continue to look this up. I will find that quote from
Triple H. They just didn't fire him. They erased him. They Benoit him.
They did, yeah, they did.
Except on the WWE Network, where you can't watch anything without Hogan's face on it.
From 1980 to 1995.
Yeah, I remember the Monday Night War, brother. There were a lot of black people out there. Hogan didn't like that.
I'll look it up. Anyway, so... okay, so I'm going to bring it up now. We'll all find the quote. Now, we get to basically the semifinals. Now, at any point in time when you're watching this pay-per-view, in my head, I honestly thought, when I saw the lineup and I saw what was happening, I thought, okay, this is Kevin Owens' time. Kevin Owens is going to be the new champion. So when he wasn't the champion, when he didn't win that match... I thought, oh God, maybe they're going to go with plan B. Maybe they're finally going to pay off poor Roman Reigns. He won the fucking Royal Rumble. He got fucked over by that little midget fucking Daniel Bryan.
Yeah.
Maybe this is his time.
Survivor Series was akin to filling a bathtub with warm, tepid water.
Mm-hmm.
And just to be on the safe side, to make sure that the water still isn't too hot, you run some cold water then at the end for like 30 seconds. You know what you're getting into. I knew what I was getting into before Survivor Series ever started. Like I said, the only thing that I didn't know about Survivor Series was Goldust showing up.
Yeah, that, everybody else was kind of telegraphed ahead of time. Yeah,
that
yeah.
was it. I could tell you...
Well, listen, to be fair, I thought, okay, all right, I see what you're saying. But to be fair, on my end of it, I honestly thought, I'll say one thing for that Survivor Series. I thought Kevin Owens was going to be the champion.
No,
so when that didn't happen, I was surprised.
They went the safe route with everything on account that they had to put the most over guys over in the last match.
Mm-hmm.
Ambrose and Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
They had to make sure that those guys wrestled more than once so that they were spread evenly throughout the
card. But everybody knew
that
was going to be the case, unfortunately.
Everybody knew
it. Very predictable.
With the threat of possibly getting bombed on live television, they went with the safe route just in case.
Yes, because ISIS...
They had to go with the plan. They didn't want to change things
up. ISIS allegedly threatened it, yes, yeah.
So they went with the safe route. They went with that plan.
Yeah.
They went with it all.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Now, when the match...
Even as a lot of people say on Twitter, even ISIS doesn't want Roman Reigns to win.
When Harry Ware watches a WWE pay-per-view, I know exactly what time the pay-per-view ends. Typically.
Yes, yeah.
And Newfoundland time, it's usually anywhere between 20 after 12 and 25 after 12.
Right.
So I'm here to tell you, when the main event match starts...
That used to be the traditional time I'd walk out of, like, Dooley's or something like that, screaming about...
Let's get a pizza!
Yeah, but I'd be screaming about how fucking Austin won a game.
Yeah. We'd be like walking up, let's go get a slice of pizza with all the money we spent, didn't spend here. All the money we saved on drinks.
On our waters. And one plate of fries for all of us.
Oh man, I got a pizza. But anyways, when they had the match, right? Roman Reigns, Dean Ambrose in the finals. That's what we're up to now, right?
Yep.
Okay. So when the match ends, and Roman got his hands raised, the confetti is falling.
Yep.
Before Triple H's music ever hits, whatever... He's got the tears in his eyes. He's looking up to the heavens. He's thanking mom. He's thanking dad. He's thanking Samoans left, right, and center. Right. He's loving the crowd. The crowd's loving him.
Wow.
I'm looking at the clock. 12:05 Newfoundland time. I'm like, this guy's fucked.
Yeah.
This guy's fucked.
So you knew ahead of time. You said,
I knew.
Just based on the fact that the show ended early.
Oh, yeah. It's like 12:05. Nah, this shit ain't over yet.
Yeah.
This shit ain't over yet. And that's when it happened. Bow down to the... I was like, Harry... And I was laughing. My girlfriend like says from the room, what are you laughing at? I'm like, Roman Reigns is about to get fucked.
Did you know it was going to be Sheamus, though? Was that your expectation?
Who else?
Yeah. So you... When that happened, you thought, You could plan ahead. Even that, even the most predictable Survivor Series of all time, you could predict the ending of it.
Yeah.
Just based on that.
But here's the thing. Did you pick up on the fact that not only did they do this, it's the exact same scenario.
Daniel Bryan.
They did with
it's
Daniel
exact,
Bryan.
Everyone's saying that. It's the exact same storyline. They're regurgitating the same storyline.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they went with Sheamus. Now, again, you think it's effective that they jobbed Sheamus earlier in the night and made you believe he didn't have a shot, he wasn't going to do anything with it.
Yeah.
I thought, well, that makes it look stupid, because if he loses and he's considered to be a jobber...
With the...
Like, I agree with the idea of why isn't somebody coming out saying, hey, yeah, this guy's a loser and I beat him, so I should get a title shot.
With the Sheamus part, see, the Money in the Bank briefcase is always a 50-50 to me. Mm. Because that's kind of like... Oh, man.
It's always a backup plan.
It depends on how over, like, this moment is with the crowd.
Yeah.
It's always the backup plan.
It's always a backup plan.
So, but I guess Roman wasn't over quite enough. So, we're just going to give it to the Irish guy now.
Do you think that they did it? Because a lot of people think this is the stupidest fucking, like, a lot of people are against this. Okay?
Yeah, but I mean, now you got Roman
so
Reigns.
So much so, Harry Weir, that the following show, the following Raw after Survivor Series... Any pay-per-view after... Any Raw after a pay-per-view is generally going to have good ratings. This has the worst ratings since prior to the...
I gotta be honest, I have not watched Raw yet this week.
So that goes to show you.
Because... Well, I mean, I've read the results.
Yeah.
You it's on my DVR.
You can't even fucking defend it because you think it's bullshit.
It's on my DVR.
You think it's terrible. You can't defend it.
Okay, I know this much. I know Reigns and Sheamus are supposed to fight at tables, ladders, and chairs.
Yeah.
In a TLC match.
Yeah.
But see, WWE is going to rely on the fact that you got two people that no one's really interested in.
Yep.
But the whole gimmicky nature of the pay-per-view is what sells TLC anyway.
Do you think he's going to win the title at TLC?
Of course not.
So you're going to have Sheamus?
I honestly don't know what they're going to do
right
now.
How long do you fucking think Sheamus is going to be champion for?
I can't envision...
I would like to think that Sheamus won't be champion very long.
I can't envision a situation whereby the main event at WrestleMania involves Sheamus.
Hey, they have one involving...
That's not a world I want to live in. In fact, if that happens, just come check my apartment because I'll be like swinging. If you see 2 feet swinging in the kitchen...
Didn't The Miz also fucking main event the Mania as champion?
He did, but the other guy in it was at least main event worthy.
I suppose. All right, speaking of which, I found the quote. The quote is, Triple H was asked what's the deal with the Hogan. Would he ever come back? You know, he says, yeah, absolutely. At the same point in time, for us, in that time frame, you're putting out the message of how you'll tolerate things and how you'll react to things. And we did and we needed to do. He's got to do what he needs to do to get himself back to that point. He's basically saying... Hogan has to be gone for a little while in order to get himself back into the WWE. So he's not closing the door in WWE. Yeah. Hogan will be in WWE.
Man, Triple H is really taking things over here.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, he's the fucking CEO of the company, or COO.
Man, I'm telling you.
Yeah. That's what happens when you pull the panties down to Stephanie McMahon. It's a smart thing to do years ago, man. Fucking dude got he got it going on.
Future!
he did a panty raid, but tastes like a future. All right, so overall Survivor Series ratings, sir, is...
most disappointing Survivor Series on record.
Of all time.
Of all time.
Of all time, yeah, it is.
Of all time.
It is. Are you looking forward to... What's next up? TLC, right?
TLC.
Yeah, and then after that, Rumble.
Oh,
I presume, isn't it?
I can never find fault with the Royal Rumble.
I know you don't.
No
you
matter.
Love the Royal Rumble. You love the format.
I love that season. That whole wonderful, wonderful season.
All right.
From the Rumble to Mania and everything between. It's the best time of the year.
All right. So I would have booked it as Kevin Owens wins. That's my prediction. I would have went with that. You would have... Who would you have preferred? Roman Reigns. Would you have been okay?
I would rather they just left it on Roman Reigns.
Okay.
Because they could have established him as champion going into the Royal Rumble. Whoever wins the Royal Rumble then has to face Reigns at WrestleMania.
Yeah. Yeah. And then Sheamus could have shown up.
Because it doesn't matter who the champion is.
So do you think that they're ever going to do that? They're ever going to have Roman Reigns be champion and pay off the Raw, like everything up to this point? Do you think they feel that that 5-minute reign he had was it? Or do you think he's going to win the belt again?
No, they're going to... Like, that was just a cock tease.
Yeah.
That's all.
So you think they're going to have him win the belt again?
Oh, yeah. At some point. Right. Now, it all depends because they could either go with the angle. I don't think they can go with the angle of him winning the Royal Rumble again, because they did that last year.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that'd be kind of repetitive.
The worst
and
case...
And WWE's been pretty repetitive lately.
Whoever wins, whoever has the title in January, let's say, is who's going to Mania.
Okay.
And it doesn't matter who has the title, because you know who's winning the Royal Rumble? Brock Lesnar. And then that's it. That's all
man,
he wrote.
Man, am I ever sick. Like, I love Brock Lesnar, but oh my God, let it go. He's had his run. You've gotten money out of him. You've squeezed him as much as you can. How many times can you just have a guy show up randomly once
thing.
In a couple of months, work a schedule for a week or two?
That's what makes it so great.
It's not, dude.
That's what makes it so great.
He doesn't give a shit about wrestling, dude.
The worst thing they ever did was bring the title back so that it was defended all the time. I hated it. I loved it when Lesnar had the championship and it was only defended like once every couple of months. That made the title important. That legitimized the title. In order to get that title, you had to fight a fucking... It was a kid of fighting Bowser on Level 8 in Super Mario World. You gotta do something. It's not like, oh, who you gotta fight? Oh, you just gotta fight Sheamus.
I disagree with that. I think if you're gonna be a wrestler, be a wrestler. Right? He got a sweetheart deal. He does.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I don't know how to fucking negotiate that, but... I don't know. I think they've kind of just run their course with, like, you've seen it all now. You've seen Brock Lesnar drop dudes on their head. You've seen the F5. You've seen the Suplex City, bitch. You've seen it.
They got to do something, because you can't have another WrestleMania. Yet another WrestleMania. Where the championship match takes the back seat to some other match.
I agree with that. You also can't have a championship match that is basically Brock Lesnar suplexing a dude 35 times. Like, I'm sorry. I've seen it.
I'll never get tired of that.
Come on. Come on. It's not MMA. It's wrestling.
I don't like watching people get dunked on their heads.
I do too, but there's a time and a place, man. And look, Brock Lesnar is an MMA wrestler. Like, he's an MMA style guy. And at the end of the day, it's like, I just kind of want to see wrestling now. If I wanted to watch MMA, just like if I wanted to watch women's wrestling, I'd watch GLOW. If I wanted to watch MMA, I'd watch MMA. Like,
I couldn't watch GLOW wrestling, man. That stuff was garbage.
Yeah, it was. I'm making a
point. They all did like a little rap at the beginning.
I'm making a point.
Well, I'm the farmer's daughter, and I'm here to say Corn Cobbin is all mighty gay. You know, it's like, come on.
All right, so...
I'm
look,
Big Mama Voodoo, you know.
So just to touch upon other federations as we wrap this up.
What other
thing? Shut up. I want to gloat. I want to call it down from the heavens. Once again, TNA survives, pal. TNA fucking survives. Everybody said, oh, they're dead. It's over. It's over. It's over. I actually was writing them off. I thought, oh, that's it. They're done. They have announced another network television deal.
I'll give them kudos.
Another
man.
One.
I'll give them kudos.
They will
man.
Not die.
I'll give them kudos. Kudos.
Kudos.
Yeah. They sure showed me, man. Moving from one shitty TV network to another shitty
you're a
TV
fucking,
network.
See, as
why
a,
don't they just put their shows on YouTube?
As a WWE merc, you think that they're direct competition. They're not. They're not competition at all.
I've never argued
you're a merc.
I don't.
Because you not TNA, even though you don't watch
once.
You don't watch TNA. You don't know much about TNA.
That's true.
But you knock them because they're not WWE. That's the only reason you knock them.
That's true.
Right.
But never once have I ever considered them direct competition.
No, but I don't understand why knock TNA when they're... I'm on the Jim Ross bandwagon.
Here's the reason why I'm
not... Because Jim Ross actually says, why the fuck would anybody knock any wrestler?
I'd love to get behind TNA. I would love to.
Okay.
I've tried. If you can find a way to keep me awake... beyond the first 20 minutes of an episode of TNA?
I don't understand how you can say that. I honestly consider...
I don't know what it is.
I don't know what it is that you can watch 3 fucking hours of bullshit like some of the worst wrestling in the history of wrestling.
I don't watch it all at the same time.
All right, but even so.
I break it up.
If you can tolerate WWE's bullshit, like TNA is a crisp, clean 1 hour. You're in, you're out. Sometimes it's 2 hours, right? You're in, you're out. You got some great matches. You got some decent enough storylines to get by. Good talent wrestlers. You're in, you're out. It's not WWE. It's not PG sanitized crap.
Okay, and I'll tell you what. As much of a problem as I had with TNA.
They're relaunching again. Get on board. relaunch in January.
It was easy to, even when I hated, or even when, even as much of hatred as I had to TNA, when I wanted to watch them, I could.
Right.
When they were on Spike.
Right.
Now, I can't even find them on my television to bash them.
They're on a company called Pop TV, which is basically the old TV Guide in the States. That's the channel. It's a TV Guide channel.
I got nothing, man.
I know, but they're going to have other deals. Like in Canada, they might be on the Fight Network. I don't know.
I don't get that either.
I know. I don't know what the ancillary channels are. I'm sure there will be some way. Look, I either download them or I watch them on YouTube.
I don't even know what sort of a fucked up TV package you'd have to order in the States to get that channel.
TV Guide channel, man. Just like our Channel 8. That's all it is. I'm not joking. So while
TNA is on, yes. you can see what else is on.
Yes.
It's like, ooh, also right now, Three's Company.
All right. I'll give you that. I still have good vibes about Ring of Honor. I haven't watched Ring of Honor in a long time. They, too, are on a new network because basically Destination America kicked both of it off.
Destination America's like, y'all are going to have to find another place to hang out now, yeah?
Yeah, they don't want wrestling no more. So Ring of Honor went on another channel owned by Sinclair, which is their company.
Lucha Underground.
I don't watch
Lucha. It's back for second season?
Season two. I don't care.
I started to watch it, but
It's a bit too much, man. It's a Mexican soap opera.
It was kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, it's a Mexican soap opera.
With the stuff they were getting on with. Clearly, like, the Mexican Vince McMahon character.
Yeah.
I have a briefcase full of money, you know. All of you guys are going to fight over
There's a good balancing act between, you know, wrestling's not real, but you appreciate the storylines. The problem with this show is, you know, wrestling's not real, but they go too far.
People are getting fucking kidnapped. Yeah, people are having babies.
Yeah,
the only thing I tuned in for was that, what's his face?
Vampiro's match.
Vampiro's match.
Yeah, the bloody match, yeah.
That was a good match.
That was a good match, yeah.
That was a great match.
If you like the hardcore stuff, it's a good match.
It was just good to see Vampiro at it.
Dude, I don't give a shit for Vampiro. I liked him a little bit in WCW.
I tell you.
It was funny when he used to do the shuffle with the fucking chair. That was about it, you know.
No, that was...
Was that Vampiro?
That was Vampiro. That was fucking...
That was a parka.
That was a parka.
So there you go. I can't even think. Right? I can't even differentiate between the two. Fuck Vampiro. fuck you.
Fuck that guy.
All right, so we're going to wrap it up, sir. I think we've done everything we can do for the week for wrestling. We'll be back. When's the next one, TLC?
The TLC pay-per-view.
Is when?
December...
sometime in December.
I think it's December... Early December. December 13th.
Okay, we may do another show this month. We'll do, like, you know... We won't do a show every week because that's pointless.
Yeah.
We'll do a show...
You're all grown adults. You can watch the shows yourselves.
Yes. We'll we'll be back for the big events is what we'll be back for.
Yeah.
We might be back at the end of the month for a review of the rest of the month in wrestling. I don't think there's anything... There is no there's no TNA pay-per-view or anything happening anytime soon. They're doing a tournament which just won't end. Okay. I'm actually sick and tired of this tournament.
And this wrestler gets 3 points.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
And this wrestler has 8 points.
I know it's ridiculous. I know it is. Okay, but they're using old footage that they taped months ago, and they're having an artificial tournament created out of it for a belt that they never should have dropped anyway. It's convoluted, Harry.
This
wrestler
has a grand total of 8 points. Harry, what are you doing? Don't pick up the remote, Harry. I'll give you 20 points if you don't change the channel.
Alright, shut up. I'm Shannon. You can find me at Marshall Wash on Twitter.
And I'm Harry. You can find me at Harry J. Ware on Twitter. We also have our own Twitter address, at SoOverPod.
There you go. We want to get some more hits and likes on that. So
we want you to listen.
We want you to listen.
We need you to listen.
Listen, open and welcome to anybody from any local federation to message us. I don't know what more to say. I don't know. Somehow, sir, I'm in a feud with LCW. I didn't even know I was in one, so I don't know what the hell.
You're involved.
I'm involved. I don't know what the deal is.
25 years in the business, and this is what happens.
I don't know, man. At least they didn't say that somebody died and, like, you know, put me over or something.
That's true. But remember, the key to remember is that until next time, we're not just over.
We're so over.